Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 17.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Oh, what's going on, all you unstoppable restaurant professionals? It's your host, Eric Cacciatore. We have another great show for you today. I can't wait to hit play. Just to recap what we got going on here at Restaurant Unstoppable, I am going to be launching a new outline questionnaire flow, whatever you want to call it. And hopefully by episode 20, I will be asking those new questions in that new flow. And we have a new website theme that will be much better, much more podcast friendly. Hopefully you will be able to... The heck was that? My phone is doing crazy things. Sorry. Well, anyway, that's a good segue into something else I wanted to mention. You're going to be finding that I'm going to be doing a lot less editing in these shows. It's part of being in the restaurant industry. You have to learn how to... roll the punches, so to speak, and I've just noticed that the editing is extremely inefficient and very time-consuming, and in order for me to do more research and deliver the best content to you, I need to have more time. So anyway, back to what I was saying about the website. Hopefully you'd be able to navigate more easily throughout the website, and again, that website is www.restaurantunstoppable.com. Hopefully within the next week or so, you'll be seeing that. And don't forget, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. I'm out there. Find me. Share with me your thoughts. Enjoy the show. Today's guest got his start in the industry at age 14 with an after-school bakery job. Story has it, he hasn't looked back since. Shortly after baking bread, he found himself attending Johnson & Wales University. Today's guest has filled the role of sous chef and executive chef at Boston's well-known East Coast Grill. Sometime after East Coast Grill, and before opening his current locations, he took the time to tour the West Coast on his motorcycle, where he was an apprentice at numerous San Francisco Bay Area restaurants. Today, he's an award-winning chef owner of two of Boston's hottest restaurants, Tremont 647 and Sister Sorel. He's been featured on Hell's Kitchen, Phantom Gourmet, WB in the Morning, and has been James Beard semifinalist in 2008 and 2009. With incredible excitement, please allow me to introduce to you today's guest, Chef Andy Husbands.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you doing today?
I'm good. You forgot my cookbook.
Oh, Andy's got a cookbook.
I've written four cookbooks. My first one was Fearless Chef. My second one was Wicked Good Barbecue. My third one was Wicked Good Burgers. And now coming out in a week, available at any good seller, is Grilled to Perfection.
Awesome. I didn't forget about those. I just assumed you would pitch those when I asked you what your favorite books were. But yeah, those are also a huge part of your career. So thank you for mentioning that. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? I know you've been recognized so many times that I just couldn't fit it all in the introduction, but I don't want to overlook anything.
Yeah, okay. You also mentioned that I'm a member of the world champion barbecue team IQ. We won the world championships in 2009. Down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, the first non-Southern team to win it.
Definitely something to be proud of. Congratulations for that. Are you ready to drop some invaluable advice that's going to make some restaurant dreams unstoppable?
I'll do my best.
I'm sure you'll be great. So the first question I ask my guests, or the first thing we discuss to get the motivational positive ball rolling is I have you share a leadership or success quote. It could also be a mantra. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this is one that I talk to students a lot about, and you know, if you can't do it now, what makes you think you can do it then? And I see a lot of students and people say, well, you know, when it's my own place, I'll work harder. Or that's when I'll show up every day. Mm-hmm. You know, and really, if you can't do it now, what really makes you think you can do it then?
That's a great perspective to have. It kind of reminds me of a quote I heard that, you know, it's not really a quote, of more of a thought that, you know, we grow up in this industry today where we're told we can do anything or be anything we want to be when we grow up. And some part of that's true. If you spend enough money and you get the education, yeah, technically you can do that. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good at it and successful. So that's a great point to make. Thank you for sharing that, Chef. So the next question is, what is your it factor?
My it factor? Well, you know, I'm an anytime, anywhere guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on this new book, you know, that's what I tell my publishers, you know, you need me somewhere, I'll be there anytime you want. You know, I had to be here at the restaurant for a radio interview at 6:30 a.m. Yesterday and worked last night. But that's what I have to do. It's anytime, anywhere. And, you know, for me, you know, I guess I just have a view of the world, and I'm always just challenging. You know, I'm challenging myself, I'm challenging my staff to be bigger, better, bolder.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And what about your restaurants? What are the smells, tastes, views, and sounds, the general experience, vibes, and ambiance that set your restaurants apart from others?
Well, we consider ourselves professional, fun, and funky. We have beautiful glass doors that open up onto the sliding glass doors that open up onto our patios. We have an open kitchen with live fire, rotisserie, wood grill. You know, our flavors are world flavors with real attention to kind of, I really love warm climate areas. So, you know, Mediterranean, South American, Southeast Asia, really fan of those kind of big, beautiful flavors. But we also see, you know, a little something for everybody, something maybe more sublime yet rich, like the lobster macaroni and cheese. Next door to Tremont 647, we have Sister Sorrel, named after my sister. And it's more of a funky bar. You know, it can get real loud, real fun, people dancing around, just enjoying, again, the same great food and killer cocktails and craft beers.
Awesome. What I really liked about your answer, when you were talking about yourself just being kind of like an on-demand kind of guy, and you really have to be like that in this industry to be successful, because every day is different. You never know what's going to happen, and you have to be willing and ready to pivot at any moment. So
yeah, and, you know, like when I was in school, I would jump up and clean the hood. Somebody had to clean it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So why not? So let's just do it. And, you know, I'm a big fan of taking time off. Don't think I'm not one of those guys that works, you know, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I have to. I actually happen to be working 7 days this week. But I'm going to take 4 days off and go down to New York.
Yes.
So, you know, life is a balance.
Exactly.
I don't think it should be too much work, and it definitely shouldn't be too much play.
You got it. The next question I have for you is challenges. Share with us one current challenge, and how are you overcoming it?
Well, last year we were all about costs, and that was our challenge, was to focus on certain, especially our beverage costs. We were really looking at some financial numbers and had set some goals, and we not only achieved them, but blew them out of the water just by better managing.
Mm-hmm.
This year, our goal has been to make the conversation about food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think sometimes businesses get so far away from food. And they're talking about, you know, labor costs, and as I was saying, you know, and liquor costs, and staffing, and you know, we're a food-first organization. So this year, what we've done is every Friday we have our cooks, our managers, our bartenders bring things to us at a meeting. It's like an art crit, like critique, but crit, C-R-I-T, where everybody brings something and we rip it apart, we celebrate it, whatever it is. We talk about it. Can it go on the menu? How would it go on the menu? And really just try to make the conversation about food. And from there, it's a real kind of catalyst or think tank where we get other ideas to put on the menu and constantly change and make an exciting, you know, restaurant for everybody. And when our staff gets involved with the food, we all get excited.
Absolutely. And it's funny. A lot of the time we talk about in this, during these interviews, our people say that, you know, you can't be so full, so food orientated, because there's a part of running the business. But your success proves that you know how to run a business, and you got that down. And sometimes when you're really good at knowing how to run the business on the business side of things, you got to remind yourself to get back to the food, because you can't forget about that either. And that is, like you said, a food first company. So absolutely, I really respect that answer completely. And I want to jump back a little bit. Talking about your it factor, I wanted to mention this. This was quoted, his cross-country trip on his motorcycle, and this is something that I wanted to bring up, which is really badass, by the way. Influences have taught him to be bold, adventurous in his life and in his cooking. So do you think that has an impact, that trip, that whole experience in your life has any influence on today and your it factor?
Well, I think, you know, all your experiences kind of culminate into what your it factor is. I also worked for Chris Schlesinger at the East Coast Grill, and he really kind of helped mold me. When I was done there, I decided to live on a farm. And so I lived on a farm outside of Santa Fe for, maybe half a year or so. Really just working the land, understanding that. And that's where I jumped on my motorcycle and rode to San Francisco. And, you know, I've always been an adventurous guy. I'm kind of a gentleman who will walk down many paths. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I go down a path and go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But then I'll turn around and do another path, and I'm like, oh, this was a cool path. So it's really just, I really think it's more from my upbringing and my family and just kind of my experiences through life.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks for rewinding for me. We'll jump to the next question, which is, leadership. Let's discuss leadership. How important is it, and how does it affect the overall service?
It's 100%. I mean, I could take down my restaurant in a second by being a moody bitch if I wanted to. But you know, you really have to be present for your staff and for your customers, and be aware of what's going on, and understand them, and understand maybe they have things in their lives. You know, my restaurant may not be the number one thing for important thing to one of my servers. You know, maybe they're going to school, and that's okay. That's really important to them. But we come to a mutual agreement of what is important at what times.
Exactly.
And it's really just kind of, leadership is really just kind of, I really think it's working with your team and enjoying your team and really, having a place where they can be creative, like a safe place to be creative, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's so important. And I have you quoted as saying, I am under the belief that anything is possible with proper planning, and that is a huge quality to have as well. Good being able to plan and to organize is extremely important when being a leader.
Absolutely, and that's probably most of my day is the planning.
Yes.
You know, looking at what's going to happen, you know, tomorrow, the next day, and then years down the line. You know, my calendar books up 4 months in advance. I already know what I'm doing in September, you know.
Exactly, and I have noticed how engaged in your community you are too, and being engaged in you know, leading by example and leading by being a good moral person says a lot about who you are and makes people want to be a part of your team too.
Yeah, we do. We believe in community. So that community to us, we can define it as our neighbors and our friends and our family, but we also define it as lots of charitable work we do here. In fact, tonight I'm doing an event for Share Our Strength, which is what I'm passionate about, which is hunger relief. And, you know, it's really important to be active within your community and on so many levels. And I just gave a speech the other night, and I mentioned this, that a professor told me to get involved. And he saw that I was kind of moody and sitting in a corner, and he said, you need to get involved. You're a smart kid, but get involved. I'm like, I didn't know with what. I didn't know what he meant. But as I got older and I had the opportunities to be on boards, to do charity events, to meet people, you realize this is how the world works.
Absolutely.
Not just your business. It's actually very important to be involved in your community.
You got it. We'll get back into this, I feel like, a little bit later in the interview. But the next question I have for you is success definition. What is your definition of success in the restaurant industry?
Well, my overall definition of success would be happy, just to be happy. And, you know, I think that would go into the restaurant industry. I mean, look, you know, it's a business. Let's not joke around. It's a business. You know, some people take people's money to invest it. However you get the money, you know, even if you're using your own money, it doesn't matter. You're still investing, and you need to get a return on your investment. One of the responsibilities as a business is, people pay their rent by this business, you know.
Yeah.
We support charities by this business. So it's really important that we are successful so we can continue to do that.
Exactly.
Right? I have 50 employees. They all need to pay the rent tomorrow, right? So it's very important that we're providing that. And to me, that is success. When you are able to, you know, continually to help people, and then, you know, and that's going to make me happy.
Exactly. It all comes back to happiness. If you're not happy in this job, you're not in the right line of work, and it's going to show, and it's going to rub off on other people, and you can't be successful if you're not happy in this line of work. So you got it with the happiness right there. So we're going to jump to what I like to call on the fly. This is meant to be a speed round. I have a feeling you're going to be good at it. You'd like to get to the point, which is another good quality to have in the restaurant industry. Efficient, I guess. So here's the first question I have for you is share with us one hiring tip or tool that you use.
One hiring tip or tool? I'm a big fan of two things. That would be references. Mm-hmm. References. That's probably number one. Number two would be stage them. We bring people in for a day. It's like a first date. You want to check them out first, you know?
Exactly. I've heard that.
Before you jump to bed.
I've heard that be mentioned a few times, and that is, you want to, it's not, they want to get a sense of you, too. It's a two-way street. So that's awesome advice. And you had mentioned first, sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
References,
exactly. If you do a good job screening your employees from the get-go, they swim in similar pools of fish, similar schools. You know what I'm saying? So if you hire good people, they're going to have friends that are good people. So references are always a good way to go, exactly.
Yep.
The next question I have for you is, once you find quality employees, what creative incentives do you provide to keep them as valuable team members?
Well, I mean, there's different levels of employees, but if we're talking about the kitchen, you know, I'll talk to them, and you know, a lot of them, they want to, you know, kind of do their own thing, and I'm like, you know, let me work with you. So I offer classes every 2 weeks, cooking classes that I do for free for all my staff, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. I also, you know, I try to encourage them to be creative within our, you know, within our parameters, and so I'll talk to them about things they want to do. That's kind of like, you know, the number one reason someone stays in a job is creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to give them an opportunity, and even servers and hosts, you want them to kind of like have their own path of how they approach a solution.
Exactly, and when you give them the opportunity to be creative and to contribute something, they feel like they're more valuable to the team, and they will have a tendency to stay with you longer. Which is something that has come up a few times. So that's also some incredible advice you're giving us. The next question I have for you is marketing tactics and tools. What has been working for you? How can you share a practice that has shown results?
Yeah. I don't know how you define marketing, how you personally do. So marketing is it's natural for us. And the first thing is when somebody asks something for you, let's talk about press in general, you need to respond quickly and immediately. Mm-hmm. You've got to, and honestly. And those are the things, as long as you're speaking from the heart, you're going to get good press. But here's the thing. People are like, well, why isn't someone not writing about my new spring menu? Because nobody cares. What you need to do is have content. Content is what matters.
Yeah.
Just because you've got a special doesn't necessarily mean that someone cares about it. So you need to have content. We're pretty good at, you know, we do all sorts of things here. We have Taco Tuesdays, which is a huge success for us. I mean, we're booked every Tuesday for this. You know, it's really, I mean, for marketing, it's content. You know, we use Twitter, we use Facebook, we use all that stuff. But it's kind of for us, using a little bit of everything and really having good content.
You got it.
I can't say that enough.
Yep, absolutely. I think what a lot of people do, they get kind of sucked into to just broadcasting and like shouting about what's what they have. But it's more than that. It's I think somebody used the example. You want to educate, and you want
to also you want to have a conversation.
Exactly.
Think of it as a person in a cocktail party. You don't want to be that guy who's talking about you or yourself the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and look at me and I'm doing this. Nobody's going to talk to you.
Exactly, you got it. And something that's come up a lot, and I see you guys doing really, really well. The best way you can market your restaurant is in that real time, face to face interaction with your customers. That's when you're marketing. That's when you're making an impression, and that's when you're building the relationship. And you do it so well with your community service. You're part of Boston Operation Frontline, which teaches families how to cook, correct? And then you're also Share Our Strength, which you mentioned earlier, with No Kid Goes Hungry. Not that I'm suggesting you do these things to like falsely or fakely just to get recognition, but for, you know, you really need to think about yourself and am I contributing? Am I engaging? Could I be doing more? And, you need to, and when you forget about, you know, the monetary things and you just think about what you can do to help your community, it's going to come back to pay you. And you guys do such a great job at that. And that's an amazing way to market your restaurant, by just being real in with your customers and with your people and just, you know, engaging your community. So congratulations on that. Kudos. That's amazing stuff that you're doing over there. The next question I have for you is, what is one restaurant or business book you'd recommend to our listeners?
One restaurant or business book?
You got it.
Jesus, I don't know. I haven't read a restaurant or business book forever. Charlie Trotter's book on service is really, really good, and that just talks about from the service end.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think it's called The Secrets of Service, I believe.
Okay.
Charlie Trotter. For business, the marketing stuff is interesting. I don't even know. I'm trying to think of a book that I've even read. I mean, it's not what I read, actually. I read more food history. And I haven't been in school in a long time, if you know.
Well, you do have those four books that you mentioned earlier, too. So you can use this opportunity to kind of create some awareness about that.
Well, yeah, our latest book, Grill to Perfection, comes out April 1st. And it's really all of our books, the Wicked Good books, Wicked Good Burgers, and Wicked Good Barbecue, are really based on technique. And that's what, anybody needs to learn is technique, to get that foundation. Mm-hmm. And then we have these wild, fun, great recipes that follow and use those techniques. But that's really what's important, is to learn the basis of anything. And I don't care if you're front of the house, if you're back of the house, or you're an architect, learn the technique. Learn from the professionals, learn the technique, and then move on.
Great, great advice. Thank you. So the next question we have for you is, could you recommend any gadget, service, or tools that have improved your restaurant's profitability, efficiency, productivity, and communication?
Sure. Communication is a big thing we focus on. And honestly, calendars. We use calendars and have meetings. I cannot stress that enough for everybody. We have a common calendar that is shared by everybody, goes to everybody's phones, and everybody knows. Tomorrow night we have an event here. You can go with your manager, look at the calendar, look at that event, and look at the menu. All of it is on, so communication, over-communicating. We have meetings all the time. These are things that are simple, but mm-hmm. people don't do them. In a meeting, we have to meet twice a week with our management team to talk about what is going on. And so everybody's like, I'm too busy. And it's like, no, you're not too busy. In fact, you'll be less busy if you don't have meetings. And as far as tools, I think Swipely is pretty hot. I'm a big fan of them. Swipely basically, one might say they are a credit card processor, but they're way beyond that. They give you this data that is so phenomenal. I can know, sure, it will tell me who has the highest check average of my service. But it will tell me exactly how they do it, what they sell the most of. On the flip side, I can look at all my customers. I know all their names. It's based on credit cards. And then I can know who comes in the most and what the most people, what the regulars buy. So it's not just like, oh, they're coming back, but they're coming back for this. And now I can start developing. You can see what the trends are and what people are buying from you. And you can look at that and go, well, how do I increase that? If they're buying, say, dumplings from us, well, how do we make it so, if they're spending $16 or whatever they're spending on every ticket, how do we get to increase that? Mm-hmm. It's very interesting stuff. It's phenomenal.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, it tags on Yelp and OpenTable and all the reviews, and we go through those all the time. So it's pretty wild.
It really is a great tool. Thank you for sharing that, Chef. The last question I have before we wrap this all up is, what is the best restaurant or business advice you've ever received?
Do what you know.
Short and sweet.
That.
I like
it. Do what you know. If you start doing things you don't know, and so that means, well, how would you do anything new? I'm a big fan of testing out stuff. Test it out. Even like I mentioned, our Taco Tuesdays, we created this thing about 10 years ago. It's $2 Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we test ran it. We ran it for a week and said, okay, we had to work out a ton of kinks and figure out how to do it. Because for us, it's a low check average, so we had to figure out how to do it in a timely, reasonable fashion. And so it took time and practice. And so, or a new special, practice it, whatever that is, a new style of service, practice it. So then you know it and then you can do it. It's nothing worse than trying to do something and, happened to us tons of times. Like, it's like New Year's Eve, you have this whole new menu and it's like, you don't even get it down until 8:00. No, now we practice it. We'll start running the specials and make sure that it is right for the customer. Because if the customer doesn't like it, they're not coming back.
Awesome. I like it a lot. That's great stuff. Thank you so much for sharing. This is where we wrap it up. I give you an opportunity to call somebody out to join our community here at restaurantunstoppable.com, somebody you admire and look up to in the industry.
I don't mean call somebody out. I have no idea what that
means. It's just like, who, if you can listen to somebody, maybe a professional. You mentioned your mentor. I don't know if he's still active in the industry, from East Coast Grill. Somebody like that, for example, that you say that you maybe a mentor or somebody you appreciate, or somebody who can gain, that can give a lot to this community, something we can learn from.
Yeah, you should talk to Chris Coombs, actually.
Okay.
I think Chris Coombs would be a good guy for you. Super young, super talented, has three restaurants. He's amazing. He's, you know, for his age, he's incredibly talented. I shouldn't even say for his age. For anybody's age, he's incredibly talented. So
Chris,
talk to him.
Chris Coombs, thank you very much. I'll try to do what I can to get in touch with him. And this
you just told me to talk to me. Okay.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you so much. So give yourself a plug. Where can we find your restaurants and services, and how can we connect with you? Do you have any plans for the future?
I'm always scheming for the future. We'll see what happens. Nothing to talk about yet. You know, I just want to point out that my newest book, Grill to Perfection, April 1st, anywhere you buy books, that's where you can get it. You can find me on Facebook, Andy Husbands. You can find me on Twitter, at Andy Husbands. You can find me anywhere.
Awesome. Well, you've been great. The advice you've left us was awesome. And just want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your very busy day to give to our community and help us all grow.
My pleasure.
All right, guys, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and I have to wake up at the ass crack to put together a hospitality marketing and sales presentation for school. But I am loving these podcast episodes so far. That was another great one by Chef Andy Husbands. He had some great, great advice. Really knowledgeable guy. What stood out for me in this episode was how he talked about, the content. And I liked how he used the example of somebody at a cocktail party talking about me, 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 me. You have to stop and, listen to your guest and engage with your guest and make it interactive. So that was a great advice. And I really liked his best piece of business advice, which was do what you know. You got to be true to yourself. And that's the first key to success, is just knowing what you're good at and doing what you know and sticking with it. So awesome advice. Don't forget, guys, the show will be changing at your mercy. Really, you have complete control over where this show goes. It's for you. So talk to me. I've been gauging past guests to get their advice, and they have been helping a lot. I really hope you guys enjoy what I come up with. I think what you'll be seeing is a shift in the direction of getting the answers to these questions, but more in a storyline, which I think will bring a lot of excitement to the show, or a lot of theatrics to the show. Make it a little bit more entertaining for you guys. That's the goal. And I'll still have my my knowledge bombs there at the end, where I ask some questions about products and services and marketing advice, management advice. That will all stay a part of the show. But as always, don't forget restaurantunstoppable.com, www.restaurantunstoppable.com for the show notes. LinkedIn, Google Plus, Facebook, Twitter, I'm there. Find me. Time to stop talking. Time to go to bed. And until next time, peace.